welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 354. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Seattle's Taco Cat. That song is called Horse Girls, and that's on the new album Lost Time, which came out April 1st on Hardly Art Records. I think that's the band's third album. I do not have the other two, but I am sure to pick them up, which means you'll be hearing them on the Too Much Rock Podcast before too long. That band is just wonderful. That album is wonderful. And the band's name is a palindrome. So what more do you need out of life? I've got way too much music for you this week, so I got to go straight into something. This is Damian Gerardo with the song Kachina.
Inside, well, the end got blurry and my heart started hurting for you. attention and second chances given without doubt. Guess you've got a history, but it's not worth a mention tonight. Kind is captive to the beers you purchase, sipping through your scenes of plastered confession. Telling pretty stories isn't your sole purpose, telling everybody that you've learned your lesson. But no one's falling for that nice guy bullshit. They waited years, you can wait one night. Well, the end got blurry when my eyes started telling it too.
Short set there. Parquet Courts with Berlin Got Blurry from their album Human Performance. That'll be out April 8th on Rough Trade Records. It is just the latest album from the band, who seems to put out about two a year. Very busy people, and they use aliases to put out even more albums. It's a solid album, and that's a good song, and there's a couple of other good songs on there. Nothing that floors me like some of their other things, but I think it's a very good album, and they are a very good band. Before that, we heard from Damian Gerardo from Seattle, the song Kachina, that is on the album Visions of Us on the Land, which came out March 18th on Secret Records. I've always been kind of lukewarm on Damian Gerardo, but man, that album is fantastic. I love it, love it, love it. And I've heard a lot of people say it's kind of similar to the previous album, which I looked at and I don't seem to have, so maybe I'll pick that one up too. But this album is just so enveloping, so engrossing. Put those headphones on and find yourself somewhere new and exciting. Anyway, more music. This is Grubs from Bristol in the UK.
Focus on myself, swimming every day. checkers all the time. Your book's valuation, but more good at it. Wanna be a high heaven pilot. Wanna put my picture in your wallet. Wanna sit with you and eat chocolate.
Now I confess a new crush. That is Free Cake for Every Creature, the project of Philadelphia's Katie Bennett. The song is called I Want to Make You Bread, and that's on the album Talking Quietly of Anything With You. You can pick that up April 15th on Double Whammy Records. It is a fantastic record that includes kind of pop-punk songs like that, all the way to quiet, whispered bedroom pop. And it sort of reminds me of Cassia Tone for The Pain Feel Alone. Very good stuff there. Though, before that, we heard from Grubbs from Bristol in the UK. That band features members of Joanna Gruesome and other bands I should probably know more about. Maybe someone from Trust Fund? I don't know. It's hard to keep up. That song is called Work in Progress. It is on the album It Must Be Grubbs, which came out September 11th. Of last year on Tough Enough or Reeks of Effort Records. And I don't know if that was a collaboration or one was cassettes and one was digital, who knows. But I like both of those labels, so good work there. That album is like 12 songs or 11 songs in 19 minutes, so just straight up indie pop wonderment. I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music. This is Milky Wimpshake with the song Interior Exterior.
You got a soft exterior. You got a warm interior.
and a triple shot. We started the set off there with Milky Whim Shake from Newcastle on Tyne. That song is Interior Exterior and is the B-side to the new Velvet Pants 7-inch that just came out on Tough Enough Records. See, told you I like that label. That came out March 6th of 2016. After that, we heard from Kansas City's Red Kate with the song You Ought to Know. That's on the album Un-American Activities, which just came out, or comes out April 2nd, I guess, on Black Sites Records, a band out of Kansas City, as I mentioned. That LP is beautiful, and the artwork inside is fantastic. That song there, You Ought to Know, might not be the best song on the album, but it's one they've been playing live, and I really like it, and it comes across live really well, so that's why I decided to play that one for you. And then Low Levels closed that set there, a band out of Vancouver. The song is called Strip Mall. It's out on the band's self-titled album, which came out on Shake Records February 20th of this year. So I guess that's it. Let's wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 354. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter or Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the website, not much activity lately. I've been just working like crazy, missed some shows. I did actually fly back to Kansas City just in time to catch that Sheer Mag show, and it was fantastic, and I took no pictures because I was busy bouncing, covered in sweat and glitter in the basement of Blind Tiger, so that was a lot of fun. I know that looking forward on 4-2, we've got Red Kate playing a CD or a LP release show at Davies, or the Queers are playing at the Jackpot. Ra Ra Riot is at the Riot Room on the 6th. On the 8th, Kurt Vile is at the Granada. And on the 9th, Savages are playing at the Granada. Love Junkies are playing at Davies on the 9th, and that's going to be a big show with lots of good bands. On the 11th, Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard are playing at the Silverstein Ice Center. On the 14th, Ultimate Fakebook is playing the Bottleneck. A big reunion show there with Dead Girls, Podstar, Touchdowns, and I think I'm going to be out of town that night, which makes me very sad. My wife doesn't know that. She's going to have to find a date without me. So applications, send them to Care of Too Much Rock. On the 16th, some black metal from Absu at the Riot Room. The 29th, The Who is playing at the Sprint Center. Once we enter into May, we've got Guided by Voices at the Bottleneck on the 2nd, Amata Marth at the Granada on the 6th, Middle of the Map Fest is the 6th and the 7th, the 11th Tortoise is playing at the Granada, or Harmar Superstar at the Bottleneck. On the 19th, Off With Their Heads are playing at the Bottleneck, and I think that's with Smash the State, maybe even like a release show or something, I don't know. The 20th, Flogging Molly at KC Live, 21st, Dirt Nap at the Record Bar, or Hipshot Killer at Davies. And 25th, Block Party at the Madrid, 26th, Dive at the Bottleneck, and Subhumans, the UK version, playing at the Riot Room on the 31st. So that takes you through May there. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. One track left. I'm going to play a song from TSOL. This is from their much maligned 1987 album, Hit and Run, which I've owned many times in my life, but realized recently that I did not have it. So I went out and bought it again. That is a sad thing, because I think I've owned it on LP, cassette, and CD, but did not have it digitally. So there we go. Digitally it is. It was released on Enigma Records, I think later released by somebody else, but this album was kind of the full-on transition from the early punk roots to what was kind of a hard-rocking, almost hair metal band style. People don't like it, but maybe it hit me at the right time in 1987. I loved it, and I still love it, and something reminded me of it the other day, so I went out and got it. And so I'm going to play this song. The song is called The Name is Love. It is from TSOL's Hit and Run. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Got a thousand